I'm going to talk today a little bit about leaders, too, and two leaders in particular. One had a lot of work to do, but the work that he did, he wasn't sure that he wanted to do it all. I'm going to put him over here. And he was adoring the Father. And he was cheerful. But while he was adoring the Father, he had different reflections in his heart. He thought of the Father, but then he started to question the Father. And he thought, I'm not sure I would have done it that way. I think I could have done better, actually. And so as the days went on and he worshiped the Father, his heart started changing. And he said, when I do my other work, which I also give my heart to, these lovely angels, when I give my heart to them, they bow down and they worship and they say, thank you, thank you. And I just feel so good about that. Why am I coming here and worshiping you when I have so many people that adore me? They come, they sing, they do their best, they pat me on the shoulder. And you know what? I really am quite wise. So, very intelligent. In fact, I think there's a lot of things that I would change if I was you. And I'm quite beautiful. And look at all the people that love me. And he started unrest. He started going around and he started talking. And he started questioning this God that everyone was serving. And he thought, the judgment that he has in holding some up here, and then some are down here, and some here. I think that that's not wise. Look at me. I am just as valuable as the one who sits on the throne and the other. I'm just as wise. I think that, well, he started to leave his work. I can't imagine what God was thinking, because he knows everything. And then he started leaving his work. He did all kinds of other work. But leaving the post that he was meant for, the post that he was a bright, shiny angel for, God looked at him and respected him in his job, in his role. He made him for that purpose. But he decided that that wasn't the role he really wanted. He wanted something different. We'll pick it up in Ezekiel. So we'll turn with me to Ezekiel. And where do you think I'm going to turn? Because there are so many people in here. Where will I turn? Ezekiel 28 and verse 12. Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyre, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. a lamentation. What is a lamentation? A lamentation is a cry. A lamentation is, I'm very sorry that something is happening. And he's taking up this lamentation. And he calls it the King of Tyre. Evidently, the King of Tyre that Ezekiel was knowing about, the actual King of Tyre was resembling this being that had been serving God. And he says, thus saith the Lord God, thou that sealest up the sum, am I too close to this mic? Thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Very precious stone was your covering, sardis, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, and the gold, the workmanship of thy tabernacles, and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. Thou art anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God, and you walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. You were perfect in the day that you were created until iniquity was found in you. By the multitude of merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence. Thou hast sinned, therefore. I will cast thee as a profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom, your reason, by your brightness. I will cast you to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. He felt that he was far more valuable than God was doing for him. And so he chose to go around and make an effort to be a little more valuable. So he went around, he went to the angels, and he said, you know what? This God, he wants to be praised. He wants all the glory for himself. What do you think about that? And slowly he started turning the tide of everyone. He's in his ivory tower. He started causing trouble. He started judging God. God, he really is a taskmaster, a hard taskmaster. So, what was God going to do? God did call all of the angels together, and he did start reasoning with them. He told some of the reasons why he had chosen certain people for certain roles. And he said he wished for everyone to be helping everyone. This beautiful being, he thought about God this way, but did he mention anything of the services that God was doing for everyone? He was constantly giving, 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 all the time giving. And so he wasn't the person who was always trying to be blessed. No, he was blessed for his giving. But this being didn't see that. He only saw, you want to be blessed. And he forgot all that he was doing. This is the beginning of two kingdoms. Two kingdoms, the second was originating by self-seeking. He was looking after himself. And it only appeared just after time. Well, during this whole time, there was big things going on besides this in heaven. There was creation being made. And so in creation, God and Jesus and Holy Spirit got together and they planned for this earth and for people. They planned that everything should be beautiful. Everything should support other things. They planned for people to have minds, minds that would reason, minds that would be filled with drive, be filled with a conscience. And there was supposed to be something in them that would long for something, and that something would be God. Satan took advantage of this, and he, in his hellish pursuits, he changed things so that that longing would not be for God, but would be for self. And so he came to the new creation, and he presented questions to the new creation. Look, has God kept something away from you? Well, his new creation fell for it. And with that falling for it, they started taking on the same natures. The same nature as this bright being. Time went on. What was God going to do? He gave them instruction. But was instruction enough? Instruction wasn't enough. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 1. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually, make the overcomer perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the workmen, worshippers, once purged, would have no more conscience. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again of the sins every year. For it is not possible that blood of bulls and goats should take away sin. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, sacrifice and offerings thou wouldest not, but a body thou hast prepared for me. There is nothing that could help humans. They were desperate. They had the law. They had instruction from their parents. But they were not living the right way. How was God going to reach them? He chose Jesus. And he chose Jesus to have a body. And he said, you're going to go to heaven, going down to the earth, just like we had planned long time ago. you're not going to have rich parents. You're not going to have super baby clothes. You're not going to be a knockout. You're going to live with poverty, and you're going to walk with parents and family in poverty. And what did God say? He said in verse 7, "Then said I, Lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, to do your will, O God." He is willing to do everything. He's willing to manifest God in the flesh. The word, the instructions that people heard, now they could see it lived out in the life of Jesus. That was his giving. God gave. There was no nice warm place. Think of the manger. We sang about the cattle in the stall. Jesus was born to some loving parents, but they had nothing extra. They probably had spent their last for the taxes that they were there for. We sing, we adore God because we know that he became king. We sing about it. All our songs praise him. Let us not forget that he wasn't that appreciated, only by a few. We talk about the gift of the Magi, bring him all these gifts. But what were the Magi's gifts for? They were to take that little family financially through their stay in Egypt. So it was not to make him rich. God gave them, and God gave him, everything he needed, but no more. He was to be bound to humanity. He was to link with humanity. He was linked with God, but he was to be linked with humanity in a very special way. Verse 9, and he said, "Lo, I come to do your will, O God." And he takes away the first and establishes the second, by the which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. So God sent him. Let's learn a little more from Hebrews chapter 5. Why did God send him? Was it just for us? Yes, it was big time for us. But you thought, why couldn't have Jesus stayed up above? Well, Jesus had to learn some things too. Do we ever think of that? He had to learn some things because he was in a certain role. Hebrews 5 verse 1, "For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sin. He can have compassion. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way? For that he himself also is compassed by infirmity." God wanted him to have infirmities. "And by reason thereof, he ought, as for the people, so also to offer himself for sin. And no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Adam. So Jesus was called of God. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but that said to him, Thou art my son, today I have begotten you. Jesus, when he came down to be a baby, he became the Son of God. The Son of God that kept looking to him for all directions. He became our brother. And he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, who is not only priest but a king, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplication with strong crying and tears unto him that is able to save him from death, and was heard, that he feared. I see Jesus not only being infirmed, but I see him crying. I see him crying for Mary Magdalene, who had been having a difficulty coming out of sin. Tough time, but he was working with her. He was working with everyone. She just happened to be someone that worshiped him while he was there in such a strong way because she knew all he had done for her. It says, though he was a son, yet he learned obedience in the things that he suffered. He suffered. His body wasn't superior. He was weak. He was tired. He did things, and he felt that he was short of what he would love to accomplish. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. And verse 11, of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing that other people are dull of hearing. Let us not be dull of hearing. A lot that the Bible says we need to listen to. And this is one area that we need to listen to. And that is, how did God react to humans? How did the devil react to God? I had for my scripture reading the Matthew 23 text of the leadership that he dealt with. There's other times that he dealt with very hard cases in this world. Think of in John 10. John 10:28, in red letters, Jesus says, and I gave unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Gifts was what God brought. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. He gathered as much as he could, and he presented it to the Father. But what did the Jews do? They were of those that were hard of hearing. Then the Jews took stones again for to stone him. And Jesus said, many good works have I showed you from my Father, for which one of those works, do you stone me? And the Jews answered and saying, "For a good work we stone you not, but for blasphemy, and because you, being a man, make yourself God." And Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said, you are gods'? If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scriptures cannot be broken, say ye of him that the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, that you blaspheme because you said, 'I am the Son of God'?" The Father sent Jesus. The Father sanctified him or set him apart for this world. If you would read John 17, John 17 says that I set myself apart. I set myself apart for you. If I do the works of my Father, believe me. If I do not the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me. There are two ways of leading. And may I demonstrate it by showing you this. Now, all of you know that I have a dog, and my dog's name is Gracious. And when my dog doesn't want to do what I say, I have a leash on her, and she does come. But you know, I don't keep the leash on her all the time. In the house, she doesn't wear a leash, and I want her to do certain things. I have her sit, and she waits there, and I put her food, a clear crust, on the other side of the kitchen, and then I come and I talk to her, and I look in her eyes. I want her to look in my eyes. And then I say, "Okay." And she hops over there. She's been waiting for it. There are ways to lead. This, to me, is a coercive way to lead. And the devil, actually, he puts up so much of a good front that we get sucked in. But if you're become a pet of his, after a while, he puts a leash on you and he takes you where he wants to go. And it's not always where you want to go. In fact, after a while, you don't want to go where he's taking you at all, anywhere. But it is so hard. Jesus saw that. He saw that the devil had so many people, as it were, on his leash. They had no deliverance. And he said, "If you listen to me, if you read my Bible, if you follow me, I will take that leash. I will undo that leash. And you can follow me." And for sure, many, many, many came. Some liked the way that they were being conducted. They didn't see fully. But even after Jesus' resurrection, what happened? It says many of the priests believed on him. There is a different way of leading. This is another way. Now, when you see this, it looks gigantic and it looks bold and it looks awful. But this is not what I want to demonstrate out of this. What I want to demonstrate out of this is God and Jesus and humans and us have been separated because of the devil. And we have an opportunity to bring both God and those that are separated together. But we also have the opportunity to uncouple in the links. The devil, what he did is he uncoupled from God. He decided to make a kingdom of his own. What are we doing in this world? It says that if we couple with God, it says that the road is straight. Very straight. And we will be doing things for God's will. But God wants us to be doing things for God's will because we're voluntarily doing things for God's will. Just like Jesus, he volunteered himself. He went into that manger. He took poverty. I had to do away with our car. It was time, believe me, it was time. But I was a little bit attached to the car, and I didn't want to really give it away. And I just made some suggestions to Ken, and he looked at me. He says, "Now you really don't want to keep that car, do you?" And then he said, "We have our day planned, and you're driving that car, and you're taking it to Vouchers, and we're going to park it there, and we're going in." You know, I looked at the time. It was 10:40. I says, 10:40, I am parting with this car. And then I thought of Jesus. Can you imagine the time that he left heaven? Left heaven and became instilled into Mary? He left. He decided. There's not a thing to hold him back. Nothing in heaven. All the adoration that Satan would die for, that he wasn't going to stay for. No, he's going to give up everything. He's going to be risk. He's going to take on this huge risk. He is going to be lower to lower to lower to bring God and man together. Can we be the same? Can we be a link to join other people to God, to be joined together to God? It's not going to be by force. It has to be because we have our stronghold on God. And we have a stronghold on people. We have learned from God voluntary love. And we are trying to manifest it to other people, voluntary love. No matter where it takes us to. In Hebrews, back on chapter 10, it says, verse 19, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest of holy by the blood of Jesus. We have no boldness. We have no right to God. That's not our place. But through the blood of Jesus, through the blood of Jesus now, we can go to God. We are fully linked to God. He became that link. He chose to be that link that is strong, that God can pull us out of anything, any bad situation that we find ourselves. He is the link to get us there. Full deliverance. Then the next verse, it says, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil that is into his Father. That is to say, his flesh. Jesus became flesh. That flesh, that voluntary flesh that was God, that link was the new and living way. And for each of us, can we present ourselves to God as a sacrifice to God, a living sacrifice, a new and living way for other people to reach God. Whenever you think or you're tempted, which I have been, I can remember one time in the mission fields, not everybody has nice clothes. And I was in Sabbath school, and it just so happened that I had one of these ring donuts, inflatable donuts. And I took it with me to Sabbath school and put it on the chair. And right beside me were sitting all these little, nicely dressed, little children. But I felt a little proud. I had this ring, and it set me up higher. And I felt that I was, ooh, I'm better than your little kids. I felt really great. And my mother watched me, and all of a sudden, because there was a hole in it, it went flat. And I picked it up, and I blew it up, and I sat on it again. And it went flat. We are really brothers and sisters of everyone. We're no higher. But if we have a link made with God, we can become of value. The devil thought he was going to be more valuable if he would do something other than God wanted him to do. Did he become more valuable? No, he didn't. He debased himself. If we choose another way, pleasures or hobbies or any other thing, will we become more valuable? No. If we choose not to take the role that God has given us, be it a mother, be it a father, be it a role at work, and we choose not to do our role. But we think that we can have it better without choosing our role, the role that God gives us. Are we going to be more valuable? No. God is going to make man more valuable than the golden wedge of ivory, he says. He makes you valuable. He saw that you could be valuable. He didn't want to lose you. And so he humbled himself, became flesh, and he wants us to do the same. He wants us to link with each other and strengthen us each other and bring us to God. Voluntary love, the new and living way, it's made through the manger way.